And joining us now by phone is Adele Yorty. She is the Public Relations Manager with the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. And welcome to you, Adele.
Thank you, Matthew. Good morning.
Good morning. And how is everything down there in Duluth weather-wise?
Well, I no longer see snowflakes. That's a positive. The harbor itself is looking pretty wide open right now. So at least if we look in this direction, it's starting to look a little more like a normal spring.
All right. And yeah, well, it is springtime. So a normal spring sounds pretty good, actually.
It does. It does.
Maybe just give us a little background on the Port Authority.
The Port Authority is an agency that was established by the Minnesota State Legislature back in the mid-50s as we knew the anticipated opening of the St. Lawrence Seaway in 1959 and feeling that all of the cargo ships that would then be available to transit all of the Great Lakes and get into Duluth would need a terminal that they could discharge cargo at. And so the port terminal was built, and the Port Authority was charged with responsibility of managing that, promoting trade development and commerce along this waterway. So that's when we were established, and right now we operate the only general cargo terminal here in the Port of Duluth Superior. All of the other private docks are owned and operated as bulk cargo facilities. So they're all privately owned and operated.
Mm-hmm. And so the shipping season here, it's kind of been off to a slow start due to the ice. And so what's it been like for the ships on the Big Lake?
It has been an amazingly slow start. In anybody's recountable memories dating back 30, 35, 40 years, they can remember some convoys of ships early on in March, but by this time of April, everything was moving clearly. We did a little calculation, and in April of last year, for example, we had had 96 visits by vessels from the opening in March by the end of April. And through the 20th of this month, we'd only seen 8.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, when you start quantifying it that way, you can see just how slow the movement has been across particularly Lake Superior.
Yes. And, you know, we actually, I believe it was on Wednesday, we got a call from Captain Paul Franks, who is was on the bridge of the Mesabi Minor. And he was about 17 miles southeast of Grand Marais, and he was doing some man overboard drills. And basically, he said he was kind of waiting for a convoy to happen because there was still so much ice to the east of him across the lake. And it was just nice to hear from him and hear from what's happening out on the Big Lake there. That was pretty nice of him to call us here at the station.
It is. I think those captains and crew members of our U.S. flag fleet this year are going to have stories to tell children and grandchildren and friends for years to come. They have been very patient and very courageous in some of the conditions. And the Coast Guard, both U.S. and Canadian, have done a phenomenal job with logistics. What he was referring to is right now any ship movement on Lake Superior is still under escort of Coast Guard vessels because especially now between the Keweenaw Peninsula and across Whitefish Bay, that's where the ice is still posing great challenges. And so the convoys, they're putting in groups of 5 and waiting for all the downbounders to get in one group, and then they move down with either the Mackinac or the Pierre Radisson, and then they switch off, and another upbound convoy is already in a queue and ready to transit that particular part of the lake.
So do you know what type of speeds they're making when they're in that convoy?
I wouldn't translate it to knots, but I know that they have been making some significant progress on transit times. A couple of days ago, it had taken one convoy 25 hours to transit that particular ice-clogged section, and the last convoy that came across it only took 13.
Mm.
So they are making progress, but when you think that in a normal, once all of this is melted, that a vessel, a Laker, could usually leave Duluth and get all the way to the Sioux in just over a day, we're still talking for that section. They're getting closer to normal, but not quite there yet.
Right, and so the ships that are coming in and going out of Duluth, are we bringing cargo into Duluth? And if so, what is it? And then what are we transporting out of Duluth?
the biggest demands on the lower lakes are for cargo that's outbound from Duluth Superior, and that's coal and iron ore. At this start of any shipping season, the steel mills on the lower lakes have pretty much almost depleted their inventory of pellets, iron ore pellets, and they're waiting to start building those back up again. And a lot of the power plants, a lot of the utility companies on the lower lakes are waiting for coal for burning in their facilities, and both of those commodities come out of the Twin Ports. The inbound cargo right now for us is cement and limestone, and a couple of those have come up. We're still waiting, of course, for the Salty, the first ocean-going ship of the season, to make it in. And that will probably be toward the end of next week at the earliest, because they've got to get this Laker traffic where those freighters are moving under their own power and without escort, so we can then slide the Salties into the mix.
Right, so the Salties are on the Great Lakes, though.
They are. They are in different parts of the Great Lakes, and they've navigated many of them through the Seaway already and have hit other ports on the lower lakes. It's just getting them this far. They have to wait in these convoys, in these queues, and right now they're looking tomorrow to maybe move convoy number 5 and perhaps 6, if the ice conditions improve, across that Whitefish Bay Keweenaw Peninsula slot. So that would be 5 and 6, and the first Salties are looking to kind of get into the queue about convoy 12 and 13.
Wow.
So there's still a section, but as those conditions improve, they will see whether they're going to add vessels instead of transiting 5 at a time. Maybe they can take more, or maybe they can take 2 of those groups at a time. So it will continue to speed up as the ice deteriorates. Mm. Some of the smaller Coast Guard vessels are taking some of those fields of ice and breaking what they call big into small. So as the ice breaks away from the shoreline, it's very hard with strong easterly winds, especially today. You've still got some of these big field plates of ice that are 3 feet thick. And so the Coast Guard vessels will go in and break that up into smaller chunks, so it will deteriorate faster and it will make for safer transit.
And you've mentioned, you know, these queues that the boats are getting in and transporting together. And who's actually lining all this up? Who actually does the logistics
there
of this?
There is a master control at the Sioux, at Sault Ste. Marie, for the Coast Guard group there that actually does their ice operations, traffic services there. And they work in consort with all of the operators of the different U.S. and Canadian fleets to see where and industry itself, to see where the demand is the highest for particular product, as I mentioned, iron ore or coal, and then who's in position to move strategically. In the early part of the spring opener, it was who had the ice-reinforced hulls that could withstand some of the greater pressure. So they take all those things into consideration, and then move them strategically, and they get them lined up. They'll get them to certain harbors and allow them to do their loading, and then they have to do their logistics of who's going to make the downbound convoy. So it's an amazing process that changes hourly,
right?
Depending on, and there have been some, some damage to some vessels early on. I know you've probably heard up there about one of the Coast Guard vessels with its rudder. A couple of the freighters have had some damage to their hulls that's had to be fixed. And so each of those things comes in. If one has to drop out of a queue, then someone else has to move up. It's an amazing process that goes on up at Sector Sioux.
Wow, well, that sounds really good. And we're speaking with Adele Yorty of the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. And, boy, is there anything else we need to know right now about ice and Lakers?
Just that as we keep gaining some regular temperatures, I guess, whatever normal is for spring, if we can start consistently staying in the 50s and not dropping below freezing at night, and the rain is certainly going to help, because as they break those chunks smaller, then that will help deteriorate, and some of the winds eventually will help flush all that ice. So I guess cross fingers and pray for some sunshine here to help with the melting as well. And, and just keep encouraging the folks to watch for that traffic, because you're going to start seeing more ships moving at a little faster clip as next week rolls around.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to talking with you in the future and getting more updates about all the Lakers. And, of course, we want to know all about those Salties coming in, those first ones. So
we will let you know. Thanks, Matthew.
All right. Thanks very much.